Tick marker, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire review. Let's get ready.
What's going on, Alamo City Movie Talk fans? As always, I'm your host, Ryan D. A.K.O. Ryan 680. And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Movie Talk for movie fans. Thank you so much for making this a part of your day. If you have not already, be sure to, you know what to do, guys. Check us out on this case, movie reviews. We got trailer reactions. We got plenty of stuff. And we always love listening to all your comments, thoughts, and everything about the films and everything. But let's get right to it, Angela. You know, we're a little late to the party on this one, even though we saw it Thursday night. We got a lot of family stuff happening this past weekend. But regardless, needless to say, what are we talking about today?
So we are talking about reviewing Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Ghostbusters Frozen Empire stars Paul Rudd, Kerry Condon, Finn Wolfhard, McKinley Grace, and directed by Gil Kenan. Oh, I'm sorry, Jason Reitman, which is the son of Ivan Reitman, which is based on the official creator of the 1984 Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm. So we already knew that there was going to be, obviously because of the passing and everything, so we knew I assumed Jason was going to direct this, but then when news came out that he wasn't, mm-hmm. got me a little slightly concerned, I'm not going to lie, but he does have co-written here, so I'll leave it at that. But yeah, Angela, what do you think of this Ghostbuster franchise as a whole? Because after coming off the heels of Ghostbusters Afterlife, and I gotta say, before I get your thoughts on it real quick, Ghostbusters Afterlife, we both can agree that movie was a spectacular, fun time at the theater. Mm-hmm. It was a fantastic time. Put in comments down below, did you enjoy Ghostbusters Afterlife? It was surprisingly good, great. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to lie, because coming off the Ghostbusters, which is the one that I dislike wholeheartedly because it just wasn't funny. When a comedy doesn't make me laugh, you know, the Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig, and granted, Kate though, McKinnon, they are funny. They're funny actresses. But the movie wasn't funny. And that's what I had a problem with. Needless to say, whatever. And so coming after that, you know, before we got Afterlife, I was like, okay, all right, fine. But then Afterlife came out and it was such a grand time at the theater. I had a marvelous experience for that movie. That movie was spectacular. I enjoyed that movie so much. There's a lot of moments where, like, I get it, nostalgia, but it wasn't so forth like the firehouse and all that. It was something very different. And it actually told a story, additional story, that we hadn't seen before in the Ghostbusters, because it started off so much on the firehouse. This was definitely different. And I loved it. And then coming off the heels of that, because of how great that movie was, we still heard a lot of complaints. You know, they were like, why didn't we see the firehouse? Why didn't we see New York? Well, I gotta say, we definitely got a lot of that here. What did you think of this movie? First off, what did you think of Afterlife?
So I really enjoyed Afterlife. I think it was really cool nod to, like you say, some of the nostalgia parts without being just too much. And I really liked the story that was developed. I think it was really cool to, like, it was descendants of Spengler.
Yeah.
That was really cool to see.
That was awesome.
And I think it was done very well. Like, you know, I liked the all-women version of Ghostbusters. I know you particularly did not like it.
And see, it wasn't because it was all... whatever. That was untouched, and I get it. But it just wasn't funny. I mean...
I thought it was funny. But again, two different sense of humors, right?
Yeah. Totally.
So I will say I enjoyed this Afterlife better than that previous one. Mm-hmm. So I was a little bit worried about... where the story, how it was going to continue for this one, for Frozen Empire. I was a little bit worried that it wouldn't be as developed of a story. I wasn't sure where they were going to go from there. So I was a little bit skeptical going in. Did I still have a lot of high hopes and expectations? Sure, absolutely. Not just because the last one was pretty successful, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But also, like, usually with, like, sequels and trilogies, usually it doesn't carry that same magic. Yeah. And I will say, though, did I absolutely love it better than the first one, Afterlife? No. But did I really enjoy myself with this one? Yes. I thought the story, like, they're back in New York, you know, and in the city, at the old firehouse. And that's not a spoiler because we see it in the trailer.
Yes, of course. The little marshmallow buddies, little plushies.
Those are back, you know, the marshmallow Michelin man.
Something different. Something definitely
new big bad end of the world doomsday villain, in this case, the ghost, right?
And
so I think the story itself was pretty good. There were some moments that I felt, like you say, was a little bit much. Like, it was just there to appease the nostalgia piece of it. Definitely. I will agree there was moments like that. But with that said, I enjoyed the returning cast.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed some of the cast we saw. I enjoyed the way it was, like, some of the CGI. It was really cool, like, seeing some of the inventive things that they did to bring this monster to life. This doomsday monster. And it's not a spoiler because you see what he looks like in the trailer. He's tall, thin, scary, with horns. I will say, though, I had hoped it would have a little bit of the same magic. And it does to a certain sense, but it's not as much as the first one. And again, I love the first one, Afterlife. But do I love this one as much? Not quite. It's not quite there. But I think a lot of people are going to walk away with this really pleasantly surprised. Because, again, it hits a lot of the nostalgia points.
Yeah.
They bring back a lot of cast. They bring back the firehouse. So it's a lot of things like that. So I will say, I think it's going to be pretty, like, reminiscent for those who are original fans of the 84 one.
Okay. So I'm going to start off with the positive stuff, because I got to admit, there's a lot of positive things that I really did enjoy in this movie. One of the things I do want to really, really just bring out is that the funness of catching ghosts. If you are into just, like, catching ghosts, you know, if you want to see the Ghostbusters catch ghosts, you're going to love this movie. It's one of those movies to where, like, it's everything that the Ghostbusters, the hardcore lore of Ghostbusters that they really wanted. And I like that. You know, it's to a certain degree. They do rely a lot, though. I'm gonna say this. Nostalgia. Yes, we get it. But it's almost like, and we talked about off camera, recycled material in a way to where, like, hey, remember this scene? Remember this scene? Remember the library scene? It's just like, it really relies on the nostalgia a lot. And it doesn't quite, for my take here, it doesn't really quite fit.
Mm-hmm.
And the movie as a whole, did I still enjoy it? Yes, I did. But at the same time, though, it is definitely, I got to admit, if you're comparing it to the other one, which a lot of people, though, a lot of Ghostbuster fans were like, why wasn't it the Afterlife funny? But that's the thing, too, is that it really reached an unparalleled realm that I never thought Ghostbusters could reach, was the fact that it reached an emotional developed aspect of it to where it got my heart pumping, it got my heart going on so many heartful moments in Afterlife that I never thought Ghostbusters could do. Okay. Never thought that. But at the same time, though, there were so much jokes in this movie, Frozen Empire, that I was like, really? Really? And it just was so, like,
forced.
A lot of it was forced. I was like, remember this? Remember this? And it's nostalgia, yeah, but they make a joke about it. And that's the thing, too, is that, you know, Paul Rudd is fabulous in here. He's great. He's also trying to really mentor the kid. He's trying to be a stepdad, but he doesn't know where his realm's at. He doesn't know exactly where he kind of fits in. But at the same time, is this comedy great? Yes, I love Paul Rudd's comedy. Everything he says pretty much is great. But it's kind of weirdly forced by the kids in a way, because the kids kind of, like, they force their humor. And we're not talking about McKinley and Grace, because she was fabulous and she was great in here as well. Which
she also wasn't
Spangler,
like, funny.
More yeah, and it's more so to the fact that it's like Afterlife in a way, so I get it. At the same time, though, you know, you kind of, you know, Trevor Spangler, Phoebe, you know, you kind of get lost in that realm to where, like, okay, this it focuses a lot on the firehouse. They're straight into, like, New York and everything. I just for me, I just felt like there was no added story. Like, it's just a big bad ghost. It made sense at that time. And then also, like, the nostalgia characters, you know, Ernie Hudson, he's great in here as well. You know, Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray. But in my point of opinion, because of the fact that this is the continuation, I feel like that there's nowhere to go with these characters anymore. As far as the older Dan Aykroyd, I mean, Bill Murray, Ernie Hudson. Yeah. I feel like Ernie Hudson, they set him up. Yes, they do. And they kind of do show it a lot in the trailer. Oh, there's something, dude. There's something with the protons now. There's more stuff going on with the...
I think he's an investor, so...
Yeah, so... And they own, you know... I mean, they mentioned in the Ghostbusters, the girl version of it, which was like he owns the firehouse now. So, needless to say, though, I enjoyed it, but at the same time, though, you leave Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Ernie Hudson, they're really stuck at a point to where's there to go after this? You know, if you really want, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, where is there really to go after this if we're really going into the depth lore of Ghostbusters and everything? And I get it, though. You're going to pass this on to the next generation. And I appreciate that. I do. I appreciate that a lot. But at the same time, though, you know, this film, I just feel like that it was definitely a step down from the original forced comedy. The 2 cent comedies were just like nonstop, like just like why. But I got to admit though, and an actor in here, which I'm not gonna lie, whenever he came on screen, I mainly thought, of course, other films, right? But the recent one, of course, was The Internals, was this guy.
I think he's on other stuff besides.
Yeah, films, of course.
That's the one I remember him.
Yeah, yeah. Which was actor
Kumail.
There you go.
Nanjiani.
Yeah, I apologize if we're butchering that, but he was funny, man. He was.
Oh, he's great. Funny. He's funny. Yeah. Like I feel like he's also like one of those characters that does kind of the same kind of humor.
Yeah.
But it works for him. He's like really. And Paul Rudd were really genuinely funny in this film. Like it wasn't forced at all with any of the jokes they did.
Yeah.
He's just naturally gifted like that.
I just feel like that the way they placed him in and just it just was out of reach to the first act of this movie. Again, this is my point of opinion. Take it whatever you want. The grain of salt. The first act of this movie is just like a little bit boring, which sucks because it is what it is. But I gotta admit though, that third act is what saves the movie for you guys. A lot of stuff happens in here that I really thought is really good, very inventive. You mm-hmm. see different stuff, different Ghostbuster tactics, which is okay, but I feel like we needed more. I feel like we needed more tactics because they just added on two things. I feel like we needed a little bit more inventions. At the same time though, it's kind of like, oh hey, there's this Ernie Hudson invests in this. But then now it's like, okay, well, where do you go from here? And for me, I feel like that if they want to continue the Ghostbusters, they have to let the at least just have them, because even in Afterlife, they came in at the end. They didn't really in this one. They came in not even halfway. The first act we saw Dan Aykroyd already, which Dan Aykroyd is funny. This man has no penis, or this man has no dick. Yeah, I love that humor. Funny, that humor is so great, and I enjoy it. And it was just so random. But again, though, it's definitely a little bit more not filtered, but it's definitely not as what do you call it? Like Dan Aykroyd, because he's not a main character. He doesn't really he doesn't really. Really shine on those comedy moments because again this is mainly the next generation.
But you could also argue the way that this movie ends, we're not gonna spoil it, it doesn't necessarily, in my opinion, end as if okay, this is the older generation, here's the baton to the new generation, go forth. Like it doesn't have that, so obviously it sets it up where it could continue, and I like it like that. But I also am kind of curious if there is future ones.
Yeah,
I don't know if they've been confirmed or not.
Not yet.
If one, they would keep the same cast, like you know, Finn, Grace,
Paul Rudd. Yeah,
Paul Rudd. Yeah. They would keep them, the new Spangler family, and if they would also keep like the old OG, like you said, Dan Aykroyd, Murray, Ernie. So I don't know if they would do both again. And so that's the thing. Like, I could see why they would make future ones, and you'll see it too by the way it ends.
Yeah.
But also, I'm like, should they? I mean, we all love a Ghostbusting story. We all love paranormal comedy, silliness, goofiness.
Yep.
But that's my problem is how far can you take it, and what stories can come from?
Yeah.
The next.
Also, they show us something a little bit different with ghosts, kind of like a point of opinion, but then they don't really explain, they don't elaborate too much on it, which I kind of hate because I'm all like, okay, you introduce something, a different type of ghost in that way. Mm-hmm. If you take it whatever you want, guys, but I'm not gonna spoil it for you guys. But they do take a different approach on the ghost side of it, and they don't do anything with it, which sucks because I'm all like, damn, they could have done something a little bit different. Mm-hmm. But again, though, that's just my take here. But we'll leave it at that, guys. Was this the fun we deserved? I'm gonna say yes. Yeah, for sure. Rating 1 out of 10, 10 being the highest. I'm just like, when you give this rating,
like I said. As much as we didn't love it, we still really enjoyed it. It was still a very enjoyable film. I think a lot of the family is going to really like this. I mean, there were kids in the theater, and they were like, oh, it's not serious. You know, certain parts. It was cute. It was great.
It was good.
I will say I agree with you. It is kind of a step down from the last one, Afterlife, in our opinion.
Yeah,
of course. But does that say, like, oh, no, it's not worth the time? No, we still recommend you go see it. I would give it, though, totality maybe a solid like 7.
Okay.
Just because, again, I didn't quite love it, but I still very enjoyed it. I would probably watch it again. I'd probably like take my family to go see it. I recommend they go see it.
Yeah, of course.
At the end of the day, I walked away really pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
It was entertaining as hell.
Yeah.
And so it's just a good old splash of nostalgia if you're in that mood for it. So again,
yeah. But I feel like it's too much nostalgia, but I'll leave it at that. Yeah,
too much. Yeah, sure. Yeah. But you know what? You're gonna enjoy yourself. At the end of the day, I think you're going to enjoy yourself. Yeah. So I would give it a solid 7.
I'll give it a solid 6.5, ladies and gentlemen. I do give this a solid 6.5 because there's a lot of ghost-busting moments. Again, if you're really into that, the third act saves this movie, guys. If you really enjoy like just seeing Ghostbusters catch ghosts, quite a few. I did as well, of course, and even more so. Like, it was cool to see again the OGs and everything. But at the same time, though, I'm all like, okay, do they keep bringing them in every single movie? Because it's like it has to make sense. And Ernie Hudson's character makes sense, but the other ones kind of.
I mean,
because Dan Aykroyd's like, I'm retired, and then it makes sense
because they're all good friends. So yeah. Like, obviously, when it's doomsday, end of the world.
Yeah.
They're obviously going to call each other because they need backup in a sense. And they're the only ones. Even Bill Murray
has this great moment in here as well. But at the same time, it's like recycled humor all over again. It's like the first Ghostbusters that he does with the same test tactics. But I get it. It is what it is, guys. But put a comment down below. Question is for you guys. What do y'all think? Are we just crazy, guys? Talk about Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire. Question is for you. What did you think of this movie? Put comments down below. Let us know your ratings down below. We love talking movies with every single one of you guys. And thank you for making us a part of your day. As always, I am your host, Ryan D. It can only Ryan 680.
I'm Angela the Kellyanne.
And we do recommend this movie, guys, to give it a little bit above average rating. Be sure to check this out at a theater near you. Have a good one, guys. Stay safe. Catch you later and see you at the movies.